USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID tracking project reported 150,000 new coronavirus infections on Sunday. That's the second straight day it has declined after setting a record high of 198,000. Many states, though, still announce lockdowns and curfews and stay-at-home orders. They're also limiting public gathering and only permitting a certain number of people in a household at one time. Oregon, California, and Pennsylvania all issuing new mandates and lockdown policies. One state, though, that will not be issuing these is Texas. As Republican governor from Texas, Greg Abbott, says,
if you lock people down, it's going to put them into confined areas where they can transmit COVID just as easily without protocols. Lockdowns are overvalued.
People still traveling for Thanksgiving, the TSA saying they've screened over 2 million passengers at our nation's airports Friday and Saturday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After having some of the most stringent lockdowns in one state, some of the residents are finally fed up.
Crowds gathered in front of Huntington Beach Pier Saturday night to protest the first night of a nearly statewide nighttime curfew imposed by Democrat Governor Newsom. The curfew affects all Southern California counties, but protesters in Orange County were sending a message to the governor.
Patriots are united, and we're going to stand, and we're going to fight. We're all right. We are Americans, and they will never take our rights away.
ABC 7 in Los Angeles reported the people gathered at the 10 p.m. curfew time Saturday along Pacific Coast Highway at Main Street. Huntington Beach Police Lieutenant Ryan Riley said the group was law-abiding for the most part. One person was arrested for public intoxication. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Saudi Arabia is denying a meeting between their prime minister and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the weekend, saying the meeting never took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As we prepare for Thanksgiving this week, Nicole McGlashan is a registered dietitian at the University of Louisville. She says it's okay to celebrate with all the traditional fixings, just don't overdo it.
Make sure that you're celebrating Thanksgiving one time. So be careful what you bring home with you as far as leftovers. Don't pack enough to feed you for the week.
McGlashan speaking there on Louisville CBS affiliate WLKY. Many law enforcement officials in California will not enforce the new COVID curfew.
Several California sheriffs are telling Governor Gavin Newsom they will not enforce the state's new curfew rules. The governor unveiled new restrictions ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday that ban non-essential activity between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. in counties that contain 94% of the state's population. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims says, quote, "We're not going to make criminals of normally law-abiding citizens." She argues that police have higher priorities, including taking guns away from gang members and saving children from internet predators. She says there's little data showing that activities between 10P and 5A play a significant role in spreading the virus. Other officers in the state echo Mims' position and will encourage compliance and boost education efforts about the dangers of the virus's spread without arresting people. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.